Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Hello.
So, how's the little Dr. Crane?
Oh, getting cuter every moment. I have baby pictures. Who wants to see them first? Hmm? Well, listen, fellas, there's no need to fight over these. I mean, I got double prints. All right, now. Who do you think he looks most like, me or Lilith?
Kind of hard to tell.
Oh, well, here, let me make it easier for you. I just happen to have newborn photos of myself and his mother.
Excuse me, look at this. 3 days old and Lilith already had her hair back in a bun.
Hey, the kid looks like his mom, Fred.
Yeah, I do, too. And I mean that. It's not just a shot.
I suppose that's only fair. I mean, after all, she did carry Frederick for 9 months. I mean, what'll I do?
My household, the hard part.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You want to go where people know. People are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows.
Blonde at 6 o'clock.
What are you talking about, Sam? She hadn't even moved.
I know. I'm just trying to fit her into my schedule here. Here, hold that, will you?
Hello, Michelle. Hi, it's Sam Malone here. Listen, sweetheart, I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. Oh, I'm sorry, but hey, sweetheart, you'll have another birthday next year.
Hi there. Can I take your order?
I'll have a glass of Chablis.
Oh, terrific. What can I get you for dinner?
You serve food here?
No.
Oh, Lord. I'm really not interested.
Can I ask why?
You really want to know?
One Chablis coming up.
Marty Dow, Sam.
Thank you, Woody. Hey, Michelle, good news.
I say, gotta be a little deuce coupe.
You're crazy.
What?
409.
Well, little cobra.
Now what mindless subject are you beating to a slow, lingering death? What's the best car?
No. What's best car song?
GTO. Huh? You hear them lyrics, boy, you're burning rubber.
Hey, everybody. Robin is back in town, and tonight he is mine. So, would you like to know where we are going and you are not?
My house.
Carl Yastrzemski's testimonial dinner. All the old Red Sox All-Stars are going to be there.
Oh, boy, I would have loved to have gone to that. Well, hell, maybe I'll just show up and surprise the guys. I mean, why shouldn't I?
It's $1,000 a plate.
Be my best of yes.
Ah, who cares about yes? This could be the night. I am so excited to be alone with Robin after that dinner.
Yeah? For $1,000 a plate, you should give it to him during dinner.
I am the luckiest woman in the world to be dating such an influential rich man.
You still don't get it, do you, Rebecca? Measure of a man's wealth is what he carries with him, what he has in his soul.
So you wouldn't switch places with Robin Colcourt?
Kidding. I'd switch places with his socks.
Cheers. Oh, hi, Mr. Colcourt. Listen, can I make a suggestion? I know you're going to this $1,000 plate dinner tonight, and I'm sure you're going to have a great time, you know, but, you know they have these entertainment books now where you buy one dinner and you get the next one free?
Woody, I'll take it in my office.
Oh, it's for Sam, Miss Al.
Sam?
Mr. Colcord?
Oh, you're kidding me. Well, yeah, it sounds great. Well, I'll see you then. Yeah. Oh, do you want to speak to Rebecca? Don't blame you.
What was all that?
Well, it seems that Robin would like to chat with Carl Yastrzemski, but since he knows jack about baseball, he decided to invite old Mayday along to come to dinner with you so I can translate.
What? Sam, and you accepted? You know that this is the first time I've been alone with Robin in a month.
I'm not going to be in your way, honey. I'm going to be too busy hobnobbing with my buddies, rubbing their noses in the fact that I'm going around with Robin Colcord. Really stick it to them, you know, make them feel 2 feet high. I miss those guys.
Man, you are going to ruin everything.
What ruin? It's going to save you from having to come up with another excuse not to go to bed with the guy.
What makes you think I'm not going to go to bed with the guy?
Well, honey, you know, you see the sun come up every morning, 30, 40 years. After a while, you start to trust him. Hey, I bet Michelle would be really impressed to find out she's spending her birthday with Robin Colcord.
Robin Colcord? I'd be impressed.
Woody, you know the number.
Damn that Robin Colcord, changing plans like that at the last minute. You know, just because that guy's got a couple of bucks in his pocket, well, he just thinks he can shuttle people around like cattle.
Move along, bossy. It's milking time.
Michelle? Michelle, sweetheart, listen, I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to have to call it off again. Well, maybe next weekend, huh? Okay, bye-bye, honey. Thanks. Boy, you know, it's too bad that you and I didn't hit it off. I just got invited to the Carl Yastrzemski dinner with Robin Colcord.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, we'll be going over in Robin Colcord's stretch limo. And then Robin Colcord will be treating us to a $1,000 plate, which we will be eating sitting next to Robin Colcord. And then, you know, maybe we'll go out for ice cream later with Sam Malone.
Who is that?
Friend of Robin Colcord. Come on, what do you say?
Well, I'm still not sure I believe you, but I'll take my chances.
All right, great. See you back here, what, 7:30?
I'll be here.
All right.
It's ringing, Sam.
No, I don't need it this time. Thanks, Whit.
Oh. Well, hello, Michelle. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that Sam still can't make it. Me? Oh, I'm about 6 feet, blonde hair, early 20s. A little party? Sure, I love birthday cake. Is it okay if I bring my girlfriend? Hello?
That's it.
Oh.
I am out of here.
Hey, come on, Laurel. Colcord will be here. Maybe he's confused, you know? Maybe he's still on Swedish time. What's that? You say you're a member of the Nazi party? Well, forget it, babe. I draw the line. Narrow escape, guys. You see that?
Where is he? Where in the hell is he?
You think you got a beef? I just had to dump my date for political reasons.
You know, that guy leaves me for 4 or 5 weeks at a time, and then when I do have a date with him, he's an hour and a half late. Well, if there's no phones, he can't give me a call. I'm getting sick of this. I don't know why I put up with it.
Rebecca, don't you remember? You're a gold digger.
Well, I'm tired of wasting my time and cleavage on him.
Chop, chop, everyone. Let's go.
Excuse me? Some of us were ready to chop-chop an hour and a half ago.
Rebecca, you look lovely.
I looked lovelier an hour and a half ago.
Well, darling, we all age, you know. Sam, you coming?
You know, actually, I think I'm going to take a cab. You know, my date fell through at the last minute there, and I feel a little awkward. You know what they say, three in a limo.
Oh, well, actually, there'll be four of us. That's including my driver, Miles.
Oh, great. It'll look like I'm dating the chauffeur. Listen, I mean, I like Miles and all.
Yes, well, he likes you too, Sam.
Well, then I'm definitely taking a cab.
I'll meet you there. Sam, I need you to brief me in advance about this baseball thing. Now, look, I'll give you a consultation fee of $1,000.
What kind of flowers do you think Miles would like? All right. Okay,
least on side.
Second base.
Hot corner.
Third base.
Dinger.
Home run.
Tater.
Home run.
Ah, right.
Listen, he's good, isn't he?
Oh, yes, he's wonderful. We shouldn't go anywhere without him. Ever.
Rebecca, do I detect an attitude?
Attitude?
Listen, when we meet Yastrzemski, we all just call him Yaz.
You know, actually, Robin, this is like my dream date. I hope we spend the rest of the night talking about how many taters Yaz has hit.
Rebecca, if there is something bothering you, we can discuss it later. So, how many taters did Yaz hit?
Oh.
Later, you mean like when we're alone? I don't think that's good.
Anyway, Rebecca, if there is something bothering you, why don't you just come straight out and say it?
Robin, if you can't figure it out, I'm really not going to tell you.
Oh, God, that is so female.
Don't ever say that to a woman, you big jerk.
Little shrew.
Shut up.
Fine.
I don't know the exact number of taters he has hit, but I know he's Hey, you know what we need here? We need a little champagne. All right. Oh, I tell you, Robin, baseball's the greatest game. The only problem I see is it's in the pension system. I mean, where is the security for a marginal player? Oh. Hey, this is very nice champagne. Yeah, nice and bubbly. Not like the kind of stuff we used to pour over Yaz's head after he hit a game-winning tater. Oh, my God.
Oh, Sam, you're still here.
I feel like I shouldn't be.
Oh, well, we'd appreciate that, sir.
Miles, would you stop the car?
What are you doing?
Guys, come on, this is kind of a bad neighborhood.
Oh, no, there's no such thing as a bad neighborhood, Sam. It's just a pre-redevelopment.
Hey, is that car on fire over there?
Oh! Oh, where's my coat? Hey, what about my $1,000?
Oh, great. Just great. Big job, as if they're going to do anything.
I didn't actually make it to the dinner.
Rebecca and Robin started making out in the back of the limo, so I offered to do the gentlemanly thing.
What's that?
Let them dump me out on the railroad track.
Oh, man, that Colcord is a real jerk.
Yeah, he just pulled over and let me out.
He stopped the car? So what are you whining about?
They take off my wallet and my coat, and I'm out there, my tux freezing my tail off. I tell you, I'd still be there if it weren't for those kindly skinheads.
Oh, yeah. I think I got something. It's my head, huh?
No. What else you got?
Sammy, do you think they did the deed?
Are you kidding me? Rebecca, hey, I ended up with a pan full of slush, and I guarantee you, I had a warmer evening than Colcord did.
Hello, everyone. Such a beautiful day, I thought I'd walk to work. And there you are, Sam. I told you you'd make it home fine. You're a clever boy.
Come here.
What?
Come here.
What are you looking at?
Oh, my God. You went to bed with him.
All right. Hey, what are you? Check to your pool. Anybody have this month?
All right, let's see. Closest we got here is August 1992. Lilith starting crying.
I'll take that. Not a word to Lilith.
Oh, you
wacky butterflies.
Oh, was it good?
Very good.
Very good. Norm, Ken, David, and Cliff Smiley.
Just so you guys know, I really don't care if everybody knows.
Well, is it okay if we post the results in the window?
Do you really think passersby on the street would be interested?
Well, enough of them ask.
You really did it. I can't believe it. I never thought I'd see the day. I mean, first the Berlin Wall, and now this. What was it? Was it a champagne?
No, it was a double bacon chili burger from Little Wally's.
Oh, now, hey, now, wait a second. He took you to Little Wally's Pup and Burger?
You know the place?
Know it? I plan to be buried there. Seriously, I have bought myself a plot right into the big plastic Little Wally.
Oh, I gotta tell you, it was so wonderful. Oh, you know, yeah. First I thought it was sort of a low-down, dirty place. And then I realized it was a low-down, dirty place.
Yeah, Little Wally knows his clientele.
Yeah, so you greased up. Now give us some details.
Oh, all right, what can I tell you? I told him the biggest secret of my life.
Why?
I told him about You've Lost That Love and Feeling by the Righteous Brothers. Yeah. And what that song does to him. Right? You know what he did?
What?
He called this radio station he owns, and he had them play it all night.
I heard that. I thought that was the long version.
Anyway, all I know is it was the best evening of my entire life.
Well, enjoy it while you can.
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, honey, am I going to have to explain men and women to you all over again?
If she doesn't want to hear it, Sammy, we do.
Honey, a guy like Cole Court, all you are to him is a conquest and a challenge. And now that he's had his fun, you'll be lucky if you get a pillow and a donut.
Really?
Yeah, really. Can I help you?
Yeah, Rebecca Howe.
Hey.
Rebecca, this is from Robin Cole Court. You never close your eyes.
Oh, my gosh. It's Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers. I knew Robin knew him, and I hoped that one day I would meet him, but I never knew that he would fly him all the way to Boston to sing this song to me. Bill Medley, it's Bill Medley.
Excuse me. Would you knock it off? Somebody in the bar might want to hear this. You've lost that love and feeling.
Admit it, Sam. Went to the expense of flying one of the Righteous Brothers out here just to sing her a song. He's got to be serious.
It's petty cash to a guy like Colcord.
I don't know. He's got her out of the boat now. I mean, what about that?
And I know why. He's taking her out there to dump her, you know. Quick burial at sea. Trust me, she's probably swimming back right now. A little wetter, but wiser.
He did it. He said it. Those three little words.
Walk the plank.
No, Sam. I love you.
Woody, does anybody have I love you?
The closest we got here is I'll respect you in the morning, Cliff Clavin.
I'm just so happy. You know, all I want to do is celebrate. Come on, you guys, you're my pals. Come on, let's go have fun.
I don't know, we're really kind of settled in here for the evening, huh?
Little Wally's Puppenburger.
I'm there. Well, hey, already. Come on, Sammy, it'd be a lot more fun than that Red Sox dinner would have been.
And it won't cost $1,000 a plate.
No, Little Wally's doesn't have plates. They serve them those wax paper things you can scratch your initials in with your fingernails. And if Little Wally's in a good mood, you can scratch your initials in him.
Sam, come on, aren't you coming?
Not again. I better watch the bar here.
But Carla's here and Woody's here.
Yeah, I know. I should stay there. Somebody mix some filberts in with the walnuts and I gotta straighten it out.
Sam?
Yeah?
What's the matter? Something wrong? Are you disappointed?
Well, why would I be disappointed?
Well, I guess I kind of thought you wanted me.
What would give you that idea?
I don't know, a guy
hits on you every day for 3 or 4 years, you kind of start to trust him.
All right, yeah, maybe I'll do this. I thought we'd be cool together, you know? I'll go out for a while, do stuff. But what the hell, you know? We'd probably end up not liking each other's stuff. You'd have to do my stuff for a while, and I'd do your stuff, and our stuff would get all mixed up. Saves us a lot of aggravation, huh?
Yeah.
I'm very happy for you. Let's go eat.
Okay.
Do me one favor, though, will you?
Sure, what is it?
Go to bed with me.
Oh, Sam, you never stop. Oh,
I'm sorry. It's in my genes.
That's where it's gonna stay.
Hey, where did everybody go?
Rebecca took some of the guys out to dinner.
Oh, great. They're all off to dinner having a good time. And I'm stuck here with my little Wally bird. Oh, no, they screwed my order up again. Last time they forgot the tomato. This time they forgot the tomato, lettuce, hamburger, and the bun. Oh, so what have I got? Nothing.
Well, Rebecca knows how to throw a party, huh? This has to be my favorite restaurant in the whole city.
Well, I thought you said the Hungry Heifer was your favorite. Yeah, sure, you know, you got folks from out of town or something, you want to impress them, you want to sit down, maybe, yeah, but, you know, you just want to power down the animal fat. There's all these rules.
And all I know is that I'm stuffed and I couldn't eat another bite.
I could use a little something to settle the old stomach.
What are you talking about there?
Let's go by cheers. All right,
capital idea.
Sure. So, you know, how come I only got to eat one burger?
It's because you're a designated driver.
Sam, isn't this a beautiful night?
Yeah. Especially love the way the neon light shows up that grease stain on your blouse.
There is a grease stain. I'm going to leave it there because it'll remind me of this place for the rest of my life. It's stupid, isn't it? I'm going to go inside and clean it. Sam, I know that this probably looks like some dive to you. But tonight, to me, it looks like the most wonderful place in the world. And this is where I found out that I was Robin Colcord's one and only. I'll be right back.
Don't take too long.
This place is nice.
Oh, yes, I'll bring a lot of people here. You'll love it. Hi, son. Hello.